The believers in Vastu have discovered a new study of placing important objects at strategic position to make the existing house luckier.
Modern India seems to have rediscovered the magic of Vastu Shastra, or the 6th century science of architecture prescribed in the Vedas. Vastu Shastra gives instructions on the right kind of plot, its direction, proportion of rooms, and so on. The principles of Vastu Shastra are based on the 4 elements of life: fire, air, water, and earth. Even if your house does not have the perfect location as per Vastu, small significant objects at the right place could reorganize the vibrations.
You see, nobody can deny magnetic field. Nobody can deny this gravity. It's a mixture of your gravity, your magnetic field, your sun's movement. Early morning, we receive infrared rays, which is very good for our body. And on the other hand, ultraviolet rays, which comes in the afternoon, it's not good. So basically, Vastu says this thing also, like to keep your east direction more open as compared to your south direction. Because south means we have to block the ultraviolet rays. East means we have to keep it open to receive infrared rays.
But for a generation looking for success at any cost, Vastu is not enough. Its principles are being supplemented by a new science called Feng Shui, the Japanese science of good luck architecture, which is now in vogue. Its appeal lies in the fact that, unlike its Indian counterpart, it provides easy solutions. A few artifacts now available at every second shop are to be placed at the right position and right direction, and they can do anything, from bringing in money to good health or even peace of mind.
Feng Shui में बहुत हम personalized हर person का अलग-अलग से date of birth लेते हैं और उसके हिसाब से calculation करते हैं। वास्तु में generalized होता है, जैसे south west अच्छा है तो सबके लिए अच्छा है। फेंग शुई में हम लोग देखते हैं कि जो वेस्ट ग्रुप पर्सन्स हैं उनके लिए साउथ वेस्ट वाला बेडरूम अच्छा है और जो ईस्ट ग्रुप लोग हैं उनके लिए कोई और दिशा ज्यादा बेहतर रहती है।
And the aesthetic appeal of artifacts is luring even non-believers. The high cost of artifacts do not seem to make a difference to their appeal. After all, what can sell better than promises of prosperity?